This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian attacks hit multiple Ukrainian cities Monday, with Ukrainian officials saying, once again, infrastructure facilities were among the targets. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Experts say the strikes are in apparent retaliation for what Moscow alleges was a Ukrainian attack on its Black Sea fleet over the weekend. Loud explosions were heard across the Ukrainian capital in the early hours, some residents receiving text messages from the emergency services about the threat of a missile attack, and air raid sirens wailed for three straight hours. The authorities say in Kharkiv, two strikes hit critical infrastructure facilities and the subway ceased operating. Officials also warned about possible power outages in the city of Zaporizhia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said the attacks in the capital cut off power and water supplies for about 80% of the city's residents. Ukraine Presidential Office Deputy Kirilo Tymoshenko said Russian missiles targeted electricity installations in a number of Ukrainian regions. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said the attacks should not be justified by calling them a response, an apparent reference to Russia's claim that Ukraine carried out an attack against Russia's Black Sea Fleet off occupied Crimea. From his Twitter account, Kuleba said, instead of fighting on the battlefield, Russia fights civilians. Russia does this because it still has missiles and the will to kill Ukrainians. Ukraine has not confirmed or denied attacking the Russian fleet, which Russia cited Saturday as its reasons for suspending participation in a UN-led grain initiative. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan, who along with UN officials helped broker the original deal that reopened Ukraine's ports, said Monday they'll work to see grain shipments continue. This is VOA News. Authorities in India say at least 132 people have died following the collapse Sunday of a recently renovated century-old suspension bridge over the Machu River in the western state of Gujarat. Many people have been hospitalized, and officials say they fear the death count could rise. Local media reports Monday said the nearly 150-year-old bridge opened 5 days ago after undergoing 7 months of repair work by a private firm. The report said that Morbi Bridge had not, however, received the local government's fitness or safety certificate. Hundreds of people have crowded onto the bridge during celebrations for the Hindu festival of Diwali. Emergency workers and teams of military personnel have been deployed to the site to help in the rescue operation. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva triumphed over incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro Sunday in Brazil's presidential runoff vote. Da Silva had 50.9% of the ballots, with 99.9% of the votes counted. Election officials said Lula's victory was a mathematical certainty. Speaking to supporters Sunday, President-elect Da Silva said the election is at an end.
We arrive at the end of one of the most important elections for our country. One that put face-to-face two different opposed country projects. And today, the only winner is the Brazilian people.
There was fear that the far-right Bolsonaro would not accept the election results. However, Bolsonaro did acknowledge the defeat Sunday, but said a day before the runoff that there's not the slightest doubt whoever has more votes will win the election. While Da Silva is widely known for lifting millions of Brazilians out of poverty during his presidential tenure, Bolsonaro's tenure in office was marked by his far-right politics, his mocking of the COVID-19 pandemic, the deforesting of Amazon rainforest, and rampant inflation. South Korean police are investigating what caused a crowd surge that killed more than 150 people during Halloween festivities in Seoul over the weekend. It was the country's worst disaster in years. Police officers are analyzing video taken at about 50 security cameras in the Itaewon area and video clips posted on social media. They're also interviewing witnesses to find out exactly when and where the crowd surge started and how it developed. The dead included about 26 foreign nationals. Tens of thousands of people, including the president and other top officials, have visited the special memorial sites, placed white flowers, and bowed deeply to honor the dead. Two environmental activists glued themselves to a dinosaur display at Berlin's Natural History Museum Sunday to protest what they said was the German government's failure to properly address climate change. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This